And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. And oh, by the way, that's just the radio footprint. Just the radio. Then there's all y'all out there, a lot of you, out there in the whole wide world, going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show. Live streaming, looking right in the studio at us. Live streaming the show on places like X and YouTube and Rumble and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org. All our stuff's on there, rightsidemedia.org. And then, oh, by the way, you podcasters that catch it after the fact. What I'm trying to say is, a lot of folks catch this show in a lot of different ways, and yet we can tell and we know it and we appreciate it. This is Thankful Thursday. We're thankful for all of you. So, yeah, appreciate you. You're the reason why we do it. Last few texts, and I'll jump on to the content. The text lines are open, by the way, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. JT Lacey Springs says, Thankful Thursday is most appropriate. Today, the wife and I again put veggies to the road. Put veggies to the road. Total to date. Oh, I see what he's saying. Gotcha. Yeah. Load. Yeah. Good deal, man. That's some fine looking produce you got right there.
Yeah. Where's that at?
Well,
yeah.
I need some veggies. No doubt. Lacey Springs, I imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, JT. John from Huntsville checking in says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Thank you. So also, I wonder what kind of show is going to be put in place of Jimmy Kimmel's show. By the way, I just want to say it's about time late night hosts saw some consequences for their despicable actions. No doubt, man. I'll tell you what, and I know I'm old, but to me, the two premieres of late night were Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. The best. I mean, I know other people had their favorites, but Johnny Carson and then Jay Leno, you can't beat them. What?
My favorite modern one was Conan.
You liked Conan?
He's
still on, isn't he?
He's still on.
Yeah.
I don't watch him regularly, but he was one of the only ones that actually made me laugh routinely, and he's not political on his show. I could be wrong. He may be political now, but that at least wasn't the case. He's like the only one I could really stomach a lot.
How tall is that guy?
Oh, he's got to be like 6'4", 6'5".
No, I think he's more like 6'6", 6'7", isn't he?
He's 6'4".
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got hair that makes him another 6 inches when he put that pompadour up there on top. Clay from Madison says, yeah, I got it, Clay. Thank you. I already passed it on. And then Joe in Tennessee says, the president, the first lady are on their way back with the medals. $350 billion in trade deals. Winning, all caps. Yeah, I haven't even got into all that yet, but I did see that apparently it was a pretty good trip over to the UK, and it was a significant moment. I think he's the only president in history to have had two state dinners in the United Kingdom, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah. Scott from Russellville says Craig Ferguson was my favorite. Craig Ferguson. Is this a late night guy? I don't know Craig Ferguson. Why do I not know Craig Ferguson? Are you looking him up? Is he a late night guy? Craig Ferguson, local?
I guess he was. It says, yeah, he used to be a television host. He hosted the Late Late Show on CBS.
It's been past my bedtime. I don't know.
Well, it was the Late Late Show, so.
And then Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, in lieu of the Jimmy Kimmel Show Friday night, tomorrow night, they're having a Charlie Kirk special. How about that? It'll be the only time that I've watched that station at that time, and I don't know how many years, everyone view the Charlie Kirk special. Yeah, good stuff, man. That's good. Hey, by the way, JP mentioned yesterday, there is a and there's several. I know of one that's forming in Gadsden for a Charlie Kirk like prayer vigil. And my understanding is it's going to be in the Gadsden area, I think right outside of Gadsden City Hall. There's a gazebo there on the grounds overlooking the river. And I think that's going to be Saturday afternoon or evening. I don't have all the details yet. I'll work on that. And then there's the one you mentioned. There's one last night in Tuscaloosa, but you mentioned the one in Decatur on Sunday. It appears I'm speaking at that one also. So that one is scheduled from, was it 4 to 7, JP?
Yeah, 4 to 7, yeah. Frederick's Outdoor in Decatur.
Yeah. I'll be speaking, Brylon Hollihan speaking, and Congressman Barry Moore speaking. So anyway, make plans. Come on out and see us. I think that's the right thing to do, and I'm glad to be a part of one of these organized events. All right, we're going to dive right into some stuff here. This whole first section, Truth and Consequences. You know, it's just amazing to me. Now, the left is screaming, cancel culture. They invented cancel culture, first of all. So there's the irony. I mean, you want to create Lord of the Flies and then wonder why someone turns on you. I'm just saying. But this is not cancel culture. So if you're not familiar, if you didn't hear my monologue a moment ago, Jimmy Kimmel last night lost his show. As far as we know, he lost it forever. We don't have any indication it's coming back. The statement from the media is that it has been basically pulled off the air for the foreseeable future, anticipating that there may be some discussions. They had to have some wiggle room in case there was a contract out they had to deal with, but they wanted him off the air right away, obviously. They wasted no time on this, and I'm really kind of taken aback by that. I'm surprised. But the left is now screaming. In fact, I saw Eric Swalwell, Fang Fang. Anyway, Swalwell was wearing his Jimmy Kimmel hat today and claiming that he's going to be investigating the FCC as soon as we have the authority to be in charge again. Okay, first of all, don't ever put him in charge of anything. But secondly, this is not that. This is not a First Amendment issue. This is an employment issue. This is an issue in which a network had somebody that went on the air and said something that was so egregious, so off color, so off-putting, and so untrue that it offended millions of people nationwide. And the network realized, one, the FCC is actually going to take this stuff serious now, and two, we run the risk of losing advertisers. And three, we've angered all of our affiliates because a lot of the affiliates are owned separately, like Sinclair Broadcasting or, in this case, Nexstar Broadcasting. And then four, just the viewers themselves because, like I said earlier, apparently conservatives watch TV too, right? So if you want ratings and you're going to literally lie to and insult and anger half of America, maybe you got something going on here that is just not good for the company. And so in an entirely employment-based decision, ABC pulled him off the air just like, you know, that, gone. And the left's freaking out. I seem to recall the deplatforming of President Trump and multiple other conservatives. I've heard of, you know, the debanking of people who had conservative businesses losing their accounts at their bank.
No-fly list.
Not getting their loans. Tulsi Gabbard being put on a no-fly list. The large number of former intelligence officials who lacked the intelligence necessary and came out and signed a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was not real and it was a part of Russia collusion. And then there's Russia itself. I mean, you can go on and on and on. The left has literally been the side of the aisle that constantly tries to cancel people for their beliefs. In this case, the government didn't say, we're going to cancel you for your beliefs. His employer said, you are doing us no good. You're an embarrassment to our network. We need you out of here. And that's what happened. And the left's like, wait a minute, but we're not supposed to face consequences for our actions. I got news. There's a whole new sheriff in town. And yes, you do. A couple of times here, I have seen where there has been a huge calling out of the left. They are not getting carte blanche. They're not getting free reign anymore, even on their own networks. CNN, which, by the way, I'm scheduled to be on CNN again this coming Monday, I believe. Yeah, Monday. I'll be up there in New York City, as far as I know, unless they change the schedule, which they are wont to do occasionally. But as far as I know, I'll be there on the Abby Phillip show, Newsnight with Abby Phillip on Monday night. But Caitlin Collins, who's from Alabama, by the way.
Unfortunately.
Where'd she go to school? Troy State or
Alabama?
She went to Alabama?
Yeah, she went to Alabama. I think the only thing I agree with her on is that she likes Alabama sports. That's pretty much it.
Okay. But Ted Cruz was being interviewed by Caitlin Collins. Caitlin Collins was going down the road. See, here's the thing. They will try and, right now, the big mantra on the left is, well, we don't know for sure what his motives were. And you can't say for sure that he was a liberal. And, oh, by the way, he was raised by conservatives, so that should tell you something. What? No. How about none of that matters? We know what his status was. We know what his motivations were. We can see what his lifestyle was. And none of it screams, make America great again, Republican. None of it. In fact, we have the text messages between he and his boyfriend talking about the fact that he hated Charlie Kirk. There's a motive. He hated Charlie Kirk. All right, I've got an audio clip here of Ted Cruz just dismantling Caitlin Collins, who has insisted that we really don't know his motive yet, Senator. We don't know his motive. Yes, we do. How long is this clip here?
It's about 5 minutes, but you cut it off. You cut it off whenever it's done.
Okay, ready? Play it.
A lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director said today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We know.
We don't have a motive yet.
What's
really?
Happening with?
Really, that's CNN's position.
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened
Senator.
To fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive,
Senator.
Here.
That's not what I said, and I said law enforcement hasn't laid out a direct motive. They've laid out a lot of evidence here of these messages and what
actually
the
they have.
Said
they've said that he was a left-wing activist who hated Charlie Kirk.
He brought receipts. Pause
Pardon?
It there for a second. Pause it there.
Senator.
Pause it there for a second. The man brought receipts. Actually, we have. The district attorney has said what his motivation were. I mean, they indicted him on motivation, right? They're looking at it being a hate crime under federal law because they know his motivations. He was very open about his hate for Charlie Kirk and his, you know, his boyfriend who's a transgender and all of it. We know this stuff. It's not like it's hidden. And yet Caitlin Collins trying to go down the road of gaslighting America. Well, we don't really understand his full motives yet, but let's talk about what. Stop it. Keep playing.
With all due respect, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you politically. I'm saying that law enforcement has not put a specific motive. You know that there's a difference of what they're putting in a legal
they
argument
have. That
than what you're talking about. And you're not even we're not even arguing about the facts
what
here.
What you just
because,
said is false,
Senator,
Caitlin.
No.
Caitlin, facts. Hold on a second. Let me answer your statement because what you said is factually
Senator, with
false.
All due respect.
Law enforcement.
With all due respect, you're putting a lot of statements
okay, go ahead,
that
go ahead,
I did
give
not
your speech.
Say. And I want to get back to... We just laid out the facts.
You,
in the
just
opening
said law
of the
enforcement
show,
has not, not made out a motive.
Today.
That is objectively false.
We just spoke to the
false.
Deputy Attorney General.
That is objectively
stop
false.
A second. I want to point out that when I in my monologue earlier, I said that when a liberal comes to you with their version of the truth, they're following their own truth. You have to call me they them or whatever. You have to accept climate change. You have to say that, you know, we should have fired everybody for not getting a COVID shot. Whatever their version of the truth is, there are two responses. And the first is what you're hearing right now. Just simply look at them and say, that's not true. And then remind them it's on them to prove it. Those two responses right there will freak them out. If you're watching the live stream right now and you're watching Caitlin Collins, when he first began to confront her, she went complete deer in the headlights. And the only thing she's got is, Senator, with all due respect, she's a broken record and she's not sure where to go because she was just confronted with the notion that what she said was not true. Keep playing it.
They
what
have not
you were
set a
saying
concrete
is
motive
objectively
of exactly
false,
what it was.
And
they've
CNN
laid out
should not be engaged in misinformation.
So
Caitlin, answer my question.
It's not
have you seen the polling
Senator,
that shows
you,
the vast majority of Democrats believe this murderer is a Republican
that.
And a Trump supporter? have you seen that polling?
Let me get back to my questions, though, Senator, because the question here
you're not going to answer that
was
question?
Actually
are you answer
what
that
you were
question?
Saying
you
about investigations that you'd like to see.
So you're not going to answer
Senator, I'm
question.
The one asking the questions here. And the question
no, we're having a conversation.
Right
I understand that you want
to
say things that are factually false, and then you don't
actually
want the facts.
Do you believe that right-wing groups also need to be investigated?
You don't actually want the facts laid out.
This is... Okay, stop.
Okay, give your...
We got to take a break, but I think y'all get the point. Caitlin Collins was being destroyed by a man who, by the way, is a gifted debater. He just is. He's a gifted debater. And he also brought receipts. And the first thing he did was go, well, that's a lie. And then she didn't know what to do. That's the first thing, y'all. That's the first thing you do with a liberal is you look them in the eyes when they give you their version of truth. And you point out, that's a lie. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so the lovely Charlene just sent me something. I got to give her full credit because she nailed this. I had forgotten about this. She sent me a list that was compiled by someone of all of the different conservatives that have been canceled. She points out Roseanne Barr. Remember Roseanne? Fired by ABC, Disney, and her hit show after one tweet, hundreds of cast and crew lost their jobs. Remember Gina Carano? Gina Carano, fired from The Mandalorian in 22-1 because social media posts didn't fit the left's politics. It was also dropped by her own agency. Megyn Kelly was actually fired by NBC back in 2018 because she made comments about Halloween costumes. Dave Chappelle, remember this? I mean, he's not a liberal. I mean, he's not a conservative. Dave Chappelle, Netflix employee, staged a walkout, demanded his comedy special be pulled because they alleged transphobia. The left absolutely tried to cancel him. Joe Rogan, the left tried to get Spotify to drop him. All kinds of coordinated efforts on that
issue. Yeah, for saying that ivermectin was horse dewormer.
Exactly. Tucker Carlson, taking off Fox News in 2023. Liberal activists were bragging about how they had pressure campaigns to help force him out.
Jimmy Kimmel himself celebrated it on his show.
There you go.
On his show, he celebrated it.
Irony.
Yeah.
Then there's the whole platform of Parler. Remember Parler? Parler was going to be the Twitter counterpart. Apple, Google, and Amazon colluded back in 2021 to wipe that entire platform off the internet. Tens of thousands of small creators lost their income overnight. About J.K. Rowling, author of all of the Harry Potter books. J.K. Rowling blacklisted from different events, attacked by activists, pressured out of projects. Mike Lindell of MyPillow. By the way, I use MyPillow. Mike Lindell of MyPillow was pulled from major retailers and banned from Twitter and targeted with advertiser boycotts. And then, of course, Alex Jones. Alex Jones of InfoWars. Alex Jones of InfoWars, yeah, he said some stuff that'll get you, you know, fired on TV, I guarantee you. But at the same time, he's out there on YouTube. Supposed to be a free reign out there.
Not even. He's on X only.
Oh, that's right. He's X only. That's right. Simultaneously banned in 2018 by YouTube, Facebook, Apple, and Spotify. It was a coordinated erasing of his status.
Had to liquidate all of his assets. They're selling InfoWars to The Onion to just mock him. Alex Jones is at the top of that list, in my opinion.
Wow. Yep. The left can scream all they want to. But the bottom line is they have no leg to stand on. They have literally come to the point right now where they are recognizing, oh, we're the one that opened this whole can, and now we got to eat from it. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way life is. And in fact, if you look at it, it wasn't like the government intervened. Did the FCC say something? Yeah, but it was Jimmy Kimmel's employers, the ones who actually survive on ratings and advertisers and viewers. Yeah, and affiliates. I mean, I've got one article here. I'll talk about it in here a few minutes after the next break when we wrap this thing up. I've got one article here where basically one of the major ABC affiliates, which is Nexstar, they own hundreds of TV stations, decided they didn't want Jimmy Kimmel on their stations anymore because he didn't represent what they believe the communities they serve wanted. What does that tell you? People are sick of this stuff. Go back to the time. How about this? Entertainers should entertain and stop virtue signaling all the time. The NFL should play football and stop putting, you know, sweet messages in their end zones. Just go do what you do, right? If you're a fast food chain, just make freaking burgers. All said and done, Jimmy Kimmel fooled around and found out. We'll wrap this up when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. I am thankful for you, JP. Thank you very much.
I'm thankful for you.
I would be doubly thankful if you played the sound effect again. Why not? Let's do it. Let's hit it.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you. All right. Perfect. Hey, listen, we're into second hour right now. I'm wrapping up this first dipper on truth and consequences. Got a few text messages that I'll jump on here momentarily. Let's see what we got. Sandy from Harvest says, thank you, Colonel. Great monologue on truth. No one should be allowed to make up their own version. If you don't know it, read God's word. Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate you, man. Nofre from Lexington. Nofre says, LGBTQ flags are lowered at half staff for Jimmy Kimmel. And he says, thanks for the newsletter. You're welcome. Oh, wow. Danny from Madison says, Hank Jr. from Monday Night Football. About what? What are we talking about?
Somebody who got canceled, I assume.
Oh, wow.
I actually don't remember that. He did the Monday Night song.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
What it was. Yeah, yeah, and he was replaced by, was it Carrie Underwood or She Sunday Night?
I don't know.
He was replaced by somebody. But yeah, I do remember that now, actually. Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow. Joe in Tennessee says, as an Alabama fan here in, what's he call it?
Hockey Squad, Tennessee.
Hockey Squad, Tennessee. Is that voice texting or is that what? Anyway, he said, I hate that Caitlin Collins graduated from the University of Alabama. She's a Pocahontas clone and a future childless cat lady with an IQ less than 90. Wow. Yeah. Joe, don't beat around the bush, man. Tell us how you feel.
As we called her on the Dale Jackson Show, Alabama's biggest disappointment. But Joe Scarborough is also there because he graduated. He got his law degree from Alabama.
Did he really? Yeah.
So... It's unfortunate.
It's amazing the number of connections. Like Laura Ingram's got a daughter at Alabama, I think, and doesn't Bongino have one at Auburn?
He does, yeah.
Yeah. Sean from Elkmont just says, stay in your lane. Okay.
I think he's talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, gotcha. All right, hey, so listen, Jimmy Kimmel, where did he screw up? A lot of ways. So here's the thing. Jimmy Kimmel got his start as a comedian, right? Allegedly funny. I don't remember seeing a single stand-up routine. I'm not saying they're weren't. I'm just saying I don't recall like being a fan of Jimmy Kimmel. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything. I just saying he's out there. He's a comedian. Comedians make their living being good at three things, all of which have to be in play. It's content, it's timing, and it's delivery. And the other night he failed on all three. The content sucked. The timing was awful. And the delivery was exponentially bad. And then all that to say... ABC had to make a decision. I've got a piece here. So Disney is the parent company. ABC is the network. And then you have multiple affiliates. Like in this particular case, the article points out from Fox News, Nexstar Media Group owns hundreds of television stations that are ABC affiliates. And they all announced, Nexstar did, Nexstar announced that it would preempt Kimmel's show for the foreseeable future, replacing it with other programming. They weren't doing it. They're just like, they're done with this. Well, so Brendan Carr is the FCC chairman. And Brendan Carr was very clear. He came out and said, look, you know what? These are the airwaves, and there are standards, and there are licenses. And the left is having a complete come apart right now. I'm looking up on the screen as the FCC is pressured over Kirk comments, and they're talking about how Trump is saying he's gonna wind up, you know, having licenses pulled. If the license gets pulled, it's only because it was lost. If there's a violation, that's what matters. It's not because Trump doesn't like it. It's because you did something that is apparently against the regulations that govern the licensure under the FCC. It's not the same as an internet-based podcast. It's not the same as someone who is doing something like running a website with conspiracy theories on it. There's a lot of places where you can say the things you want to say and get away with it. Go on Substack and do that if you want to. You know, go out there and find your niche, find your place. But guess what? If you're going to be on one of the major networks and you are licensed by the FCC, they are supposed to say something. That's their role. And we may be, you know, one of those organizations like we are right here that's sort of, you know, against the idea of big government. But there's still this thing called the law. And if the law says you have to be licensed in order to do what you do and then you violate the terms of your licensure, guess what? Problem. But the other thing is, you've also got the network looking at a potential loss because they know that advertisers and network affiliates and viewers actually matter. And if you're going to have a guy on the air that just offends all three in one whack because his timing, his delivery, and his content sucked, guess what? You got to make a business decision. It's the same as Bud Light pulling Dylan Mulvaney's face off the can. They realized what it was going to do to them. It's the same as Cracker Barrel, realizing that they had just angered their base and they better pull back from the abyss before they change the logo completely and redo all the restaurants. It's the same thing. Jimmy Kimmel got out there, hosed the network, and they said, you're done. Now, the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, did an interview with Benny Johnson. Benny Johnson, a prolific podcaster, huge following online. Here's a bit of the interview with Benny Johnson and FCC Chairman Brendan Carr about Jimmy Kimmel. Go ahead.
You look at the conduct that has taken place by Jimmy Kimmel, it appears to be some of the sickest conduct possible. As you've indicated, there are, you know, avenues here for the FCC. So there are some ways in which I need to be a little bit careful, because we could be called ultimately to be a judge on some of these claims that come up. But I don't think this is an isolated incident. I mean, you go back to Representative Swalwell, and he had a tweet out last week where he was saying that, you know, emphasizing that Charlie Kirk's killer was a straight white male from a Republican family that voted for Donald Trump. In some quarters, there's a very concerted effort to try to lie to the American people about the nature, as you indicate, of one of the most significant newsworthy public interest acts that we've seen in a long time. And what appears to be an action by Jimmy Kimmel to play into that narrative that this was somehow a MAGA or Republican motivated person. If that's what happened here with his conduct, that is really, really sick. And I've been very clear from the moment that I have become chairman of the FCC, I want to reinvigorate the public interest. And what people don't understand is that the broadcasters, and you've gotten this right, are entirely different than people that use other forms of communication. They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. And we can get into some ways that we've been trying to reinvigorate the public interest and some changes that we've seen. But frankly, when you see stuff like this, I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There, you stop there.
These companies.
It's easy way or the hard way. And basically what he said was, hey, ABC, you have a problem. His name is Jimmy Kimmel. This is what he did. We're going to have to lean in on this. And ABC said, never mind, we got it. And they took care of the issue. They mitigated their own damages. They recognized they had themselves a Dylan Mulvaney moment brewing. They realized that they could not sit still on this and go, it'll be okay by tomorrow. Don't worry, it'll blow over. No big deal. It was a big deal. You know, if he had waited 2 or 3 months and made some kind of a crack about, you know, people revering Charlie Kirk or something, and something snide, and then laughed it off like it was a joke, it would have been all right, I guess. It would have been crass, but it would have gone on over. But he's in the middle of the hurt and the grief. This is like showing up at the funeral and having bad things to say about the person who died. And it just makes no sense whatsoever. It was untimely. It was crap content. It was not designed to be anything else but a version of the truth they want the narrative to resort to. And it wasn't funny whatsoever. It wasn't intended to be funny, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Well, and the FCC chair said this, it may have been in the Benny Johnson interview or another one, but you know, the ABC networks nationwide that aren't in LA, in New York, in Chicago, you know, the places in small town Illinois, small town Nebraska, small town Alabama, the ones that actually were very much hurt by Charlie Kirk's death and are still processing it. But Jimmy Kimmel is going to come on their TV at night and is going to mock it openly in front of them, claim that he was MAGA, spew all this nonsense. The lower networks need to be in a position that can dictate what's on their small market TVs. So like the bottom up sort of mentality of, you're not going to nationwide broadcast your ideologies when these small market, you know, stations or, you know, whoever broadcasts it, their listeners don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So it's the claims that it's an infringement on free speech is completely nonsense.
Totally. Totally. All right, listen, we're going to wrap that. That's the Truth and Consequences segment, Dipper number one. We'll come back after this break, take a few text messages, and jump on into Dipper number two. Coming up soon, Butters and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. Penny from Athens checking in the text line says, what I'm wondering is, how in the world did Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla do the man show together? Adam Carolla is a conservative. Well, you know, Adam Carolla is not actually a true conservative. He has some conservative viewpoints, but he's made very clear. He does stuff with Dennis Prager. But Adam Carolla is not himself he's more of a libertarian slash liberal, if you get down to it.
You know what's funny is that the left has gone so far to the left that people who were centrist slash left-leaning like 5 years ago are now conservative, far-right, MAGA.
I know.
Like Joe Rogan. It's like Joe Rogan voted for Bernie Sanders. Like Joe Rogan is not a conservative, but now Joe Rogan is seen by the left as some, you know, far-right conservative. That's not the case at all.
Wow. It is true. It is absolutely true. Brad from Limestone County says, there's a buck snort, Tennessee. What? What are we talking about?
This is when the other guy, Joe in Tennessee, said he's from Hockey Squat Turtersea.
What? Okay.
I think that was Joe in Tennessee mocking Rocky Top, Tennessee, is what I think it was.
Gotcha. Now I understand what's happening. All right. He says, no, my spell checker did not let me down. That's his name. I'm aware. I think there is a Buck Snort, Tennessee. I am familiar. We have quite a few unusual names right here in Alabama as well. So I have no doubt.
Walnut Grove.
Walnut Grove is not unusual. I love the same name.
I love it too. But I mean, I do think it's not a common city name, Walnut Grove.
No, but I mean, I don't find that one to be off-putting.
Not off-putting, but it's
unusual. Buck Snort's a little odd.
Buck Snort's is odd, yeah.
We have some other good ones. In fact, there's some in our text line. I forgot that I actually even questioned one of them. Is that real? And it was. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, the next time you're on CNN, you need to use that technique on them. Of course, I'm not sure they would figure out what to do except filibuster. Yeah, I agree. Once they're on the camera, they're trying to go at it because they don't know what else to do. But it still works. It still works, man. You just call them out. All right, we got a couple minutes here. I don't want to start a new dipper because we're going to wind up going straight to Butters and Lee. Sandy from Harvest says, oh, by the way, there's Nectar, Alabama. Hmm. That's true.
Never heard of that.
There's also an Op, Alabama. Just Op. OPP. Op. And then there's Arab. It's spelled Arab. But it's pronounced Arab. Just saying. You had something over there on the social media commentaries. What'd you have?
This is a funny one. We got Terry McKay from Decatur, Strolling in Tennessee. She said, the Dems remind me of the lyrics of two songs by heart. The mod ones are You're So In Vain and the vicious lyrics of Barracuda.
Now, You're So Vain was Carly Simon, wasn't it?
I don't know.
But yes. I like... Okay.
It was. You're Barracuda. So Vain was Carly Simon.
Yeah. But even still, That's good. Terry, thanks for the input. Appreciate you. And then Jeff from Indiana just chimed in again and says, hey, Phil, I just live down the road from Santa Claus, Indiana, and French Lick. There's that. All right, listen, coming up in a minute, we're going to have some Butters and Lee on here, and it's question and answer time. You know how that works. So we're going to have our two friends, Butters and the Lee, on here, and I hit them with questions, and they hit me with questions. But it should be good. All that to say, you guys send us your stuff, all right? Tell us what you're thinking. Jimmy Kimmel, one of the things that I'm going to be talking to Butters and Lee about, let's go ahead and give you a prelude, is was this a First Amendment thing? Can you argue that effectively? Or was this just an employment issue thing? And I think we all kind of know where the answer is going, but it's certainly right now what the left is screaming. It's a First Amendment! Isn't it funny how it's the First Amendment when it suits their narrative? Roger from Madison says, by the way, don't forget Slap Out, Alabama. Oh, yeah. Slap Out.
What?
It's a place. Look
I've
it
lived
up,
in man. Alabama my whole life.
Slap Out.
I've never heard of Slap Out, Alabama.
Slap Out, Alabama. And Op, Alabama. Op. OPP. Op, Alabama. Slap Out. Look up yeah. Slap Out. All one word.
One.
What county is that in? Is it say?
Well, it says Holtville, Alabama. Also, Slap Out. So I guess Slap Out and Holtville, they share the same city name.
Up in Cherokee County, they got Broomtown.
Elmore County is where Slap Out is.
Okay. Up yonder in the northern reaches, almost on the Cherokee/Georgia line, is Broomtown, Alabama. Adam from Athens says, I still love my hometown of Lick Skillet, Alabama.
Yeah, that's a good one.
By the way, how hungry do you have to be to lick the skillet? Apparently pretty hungry.
Pretty hungry.
Dave from Monrovia says that too, Lick Skillet, Alabama. Yes, indeed. JT Lacey Springs says, as to regulations of the airwaves, though, without FCC oversight, for example, there would not be the bleep button. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, we got a dump button. If somebody comes on here and says something crazy that doesn't comply with FCC, like... People act like the FCC is just there to just be there and doesn't enforce anything. So is it an infringement on free speech if somebody wants to come on the radio show and say cuss words? Like, oh, it's infringement of free speech from the FCC. It's overreach. It's not how it works.
Not how it works. And oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure that part of this is because they are an open air network. Because you can see... excuse me. You can see multiple times how people get on like... paid subscriber networks like HBO or whatever else, and you can see and say anything you want to almost.
Yeah, like the UFC pay-per-views, the commentators say, you know, words that they wouldn't be able to say, you know, on the, because it's pay-per-view, like the pay for subscription stuff is different rules. But if you're on the FCC, you know, purview, you got to abide by their rules.
Absolutely. Matt in Madison says, I remember when my mother would tell me, you can, I guess he's trying to say, you can say anything you want. You can always suffer the consequences. Yeah, that's true. And then Connor from Huntsville says, Phil, this is Connor. There's a Guin, or Guin as spelled in Ewan, Alabama, but then there's the G-U-I-N, Alabama. I guess everybody has a difference of opinion. Okay. And then Ruff Leanne comes in and says, Walnut Grove was a fictional town, a little house on the prairie. Yes, it was, but it's also in Etowah County, and it's a great place.
I go through it on my way home.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Right before you get to Sneed.
Yep.
It's past the turnoff to Altoona and
yep.
Halfway to Sneed.
Which is, my family grew up in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I was just up there the other day, and there's an Altoona, Alabama, too.
And then Lisa from Huntsville says, as a proud graduate of Andalusia High School, OP was our big rival. We always said OP was two-thirds of P. Two-thirds P? Two-thirds P. I know. He says, keep your day job. Thank you, Lisa. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. Butters and Lee, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.